innovation to kick the show off today. Yesterday, gee, we had some great guests in our first episode, or our first edition of the Waimumu Southern Field Day Special. Joining us, David Giddings, this morning. David, welcome to the show. Great to have you with us.
Thank you. Good
to be David, here. David, Meadowsley, Angus and Sheep Genetics. First of all, give us a bit of a précis of the business, where you're based and what it's all about.
Yeah, no, we're up in Fairlie, so we've been farming Romney sheep up there since, for almost 100 years actually, Romney stud, so very old traditional Romney stud. But in the last 30 odd years we've transferred those sheep up into the hill country. So we breed them unshepherded on hill country in the back of Fairlie between 1,500 and 2,000 feet. We've got seven different breeds actually up there, as well as an Angus stud.
Yep, okay. So where exactly is Fairlie? Lower, just to give you bring you in geography.
If you were heading out towards the Mackenzie country, it's the last town before you head over Burke's Pass.
So slightly north, a bit north of where?
North of where? Well, of course it's north of somewhere. No, it's south. Heading south, okay. And if you were going to go to Queenstown through the Mackenzie country, you'd go through
Mackenzie
Fairlie.
Country. I always get my Mackenzies and my Molesworths and
We're halfway between Queenstown and Christchurch, so a lot of people would have driven right past.
You'd be wrecked if you got the chance, because Hamish, they have one of the best pie shops in the country.
Pie shop, yeah.
The Fairlie Pie Shop, Fairlie Bakehouse, world famous, and we actually supply the Angus for the pies there. So
the other one
was the salmon.
Traditionally, when your phone goes off in the middle of an interview on this show, David, there is a fine. So what can we make that, Lowy?
Well, seeing you've done it
already,
he was set up.
I believe it was sabotage.
One of the best pie shops about now, isn't it?
A couple of those pies sort of just in a sort of a courier, you know, frozen courier thing, like the good Angus from Meadowsley.
Yeah. On the Auckland pie shop courier bag goes up once a week.
So. Oh, we can get them.
So we can get them for you.
So you can get your food bag.
Well, I'll take a day off my plant-based, my food beef, trying to drop a few kilos and have the pies.
That sounds fantastic. At the field days here, you're right next door to Carter's Tyres, and I thought, Meadowsley's bledged out. The marquee is quite big. Tell us about, it will have been and gone, but you're trying something new down here this year.
Yeah, we are, Richard. Actually, we were down here 2 years ago, brought our sheep down on display, and we had a lot of interest in the sheep, and a lot of guys said, well, I'd like to try a couple of these rams, or take them now, and we said, well, you know, we can't do that. So this year we decided to bring 50 rams down and have a sale, have an auction in there tomorrow. That's why we need a double-sized tent and huge amount of gates.
And I would have thought damn near bring rams down Southland would be taking coals to Newcastle.
Well,
but you said 2 years ago a lot of people were interested.
You're exactly right when you say coals to Newcastle, because this is where most of the breeding ewes in New Zealand are. Mm. So that's the place where you need to have your rams. And these hill country bred rams that are easy care and high survival are pretty popular down here. So, but this is the first time this breed has ever been sold in Southland.
Brilliant.
At a sale. So
what exactly is the breed?
The breed is called the Kelso Terminal.
Kelso Terminal.
So
okay,
it's a composite blackface breed that's bred originally from a Perrondale ewe, and they used a lot of different blackface breeds to put into a mix, DNA'd them for parentage to see which ones survived, and then continued to breed from the high survival types.
Right.
So they're basically a breed that's been bred on the hill for 25 years, never shepherded, gates always been shut, and that's why they're tough.
Just left to their own devices?
Absolutely.
Yep, okay. Easy care.
Yep.
Yep, fantastic.
And they're built like bricks,
Built like bricks, like Lowy.
Like prop forwards, actually.
Yeah, prop forwards.
Yep.
Yeah.
And just as arrogant and tough to work with, probably.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I tell you what, you're a man. Oh, you understand what I face. So, what are they again, Kelso?
Kelso Terminal.
You're like, you are a Kelso Terminal, I reckon, Lowy. Yeah, yeah.
Can I say to that, David?
Yeah.
there's a lot of good in that.
Yeah.
A lot of good.
Yeah.
And so purebred Angus, that's you?
Yeah, we also do the purebred Angus. Obviously haven't brought them down here, but they're a hillbred Angus type that we've got. Again, we've gone for a traditional type that can climb the hills, and we get a lot of snow up there, so those cows of ours have to stand the snow sometimes up a month, 6 weeks at a time, without any additives or any supplements, so we used strong New Zealand bloodlines kept out of the American genetics and good traditional types. And as I said, supplying that Feely pie shop, and he's just raving about them. They're doing 2,500 pies a day. Angus pies a day.
He's sold 3,000 of Hamish.
Oh, 2,500 Angus.
No pies in total.
The courier delivery to Auckland of those pies just doubled, by the way, with David's pie. Twice. David's saying going off again. Hey, look, we're talking to David Giddings, who's with Meadowsley, around the Fairley region, Angus and sheep genetics, and the Kelso Terminal, correct?
That's right.
Yep. Kelso Terminal Ram by now, Sunday morning. Of course, we're talking on midweek down here at the Southern Field Days at Waimumu. They would have had their ram sale down here, which is quite unique, and no doubt that all went well. What else excites you about when you're at an event like the Southern Field Days at Waimumu, David? Obviously, you know, it's been a bit of a battle down here weather-wise too, so great community spirit, and you know, almost impossible to get around everything.
We just love coming down here. I mean, the difference down here, for example, is that the catering is run by the Lumsden School, and they come around your site the day before and ask you if you want a bacon butty, and they'll deliver it at 8 o'clock in the morning. I mean, this is rural New Zealand at its absolute best.
Rural New Zealand at its absolute best.
Absolutely.
Have you got, outside of obviously what you have to do, is there a favourite site that you might end up at where you're going, geez, keep the card in the pocket, don't bloody sign up? Is there something that tickles your fancy?
Yeah, I wouldn't go too far.
There's some big toys here, aren't there?
Some big toys, there is.
Some that you can use on the farm, and just the other side of the gate there. Stabycraft, for example. You know,
you really can use that on the farm.
Yeah. What would you put that on the books as, David?
A farm trailer, probably.
Farm trailer that happens to have a boat sitting on it. Gotcha.
Gotcha.
And you guys are very clever.
We saw weather down here last week. Some of those boats could have gone anywhere.
They can. So
exactly.
They're
a necessity.
A must-have for the Southern
farmer. Southern farmer. Great to have David Giddings on the show from Meadowsley and Fairley there. Angus and Sheep Genetics, the Kelso Terminal sire. If you want to know more about that, you can. How easy are you to get in touch with David?
We can get us on our website, meadowsley.co.nz.
Yep.
We're on Facebook.
Meadowsley on Facebook. Yep. Okay. Well, easy. So, easy to get. If you want to know more about those Kelso Terminal Rams or anything else, you go to the Angus.
Yeah. The Angus, especially if you had a look through the Mackenzie country, the calf sales, etc. You can soon see very quickly where they get the bulls from.
Right. Okay.
Yep.
And all that beautiful meat going to the pies.
Their top calves, and you often have that, don't you, David?
Yeah, we're probably the biggest supplier of Angus bulls into the Mackenzie, and those guys sell all their calves, the Temuka calf sale, and they're in huge demand.
Yeah.
Always are, so, yep.
David, what about, give us your, is that a bit of track?
No, that's a Toyota Corolla, someone...
somebody's overdoing it.
Someone's late for Matara rugby practice or something there.
Marshy's in town. Okay, David, just your pulse of the farming, the farming fraternity and the future and everything. The future bright?
I think so. I think the sheep farmers, well, we're looking at probably their best year ever. There's obviously this hiccup now with the Chinese and putting a bit of a dampener on particularly the mutton price just as at the moment, but everybody's taking a longer view than that, and I think we're seeing people making decisions, particularly on their genetics, that are going to take them forward, we're seeing a lot of younger people getting back into sheep, and that's fantastic for us. You know, we had 20 years when those guys were all in the dairy industry. Yeah. And these are young guys who want to get the old ute with a couple of dogs on the back and go back into the old
go
good
back
old.
Into yeah.
But it's quite a lot of fun to send a pen or two of good lamb winter lambs away and get 200 plus, isn't
it's
it?
Not too bad, is it? Yep. Yeah.
No, I just think of when we do that, and then I just think of Hamish up there in Auckland having to go to the supermarket and buy it. And that really makes me feel
that
good.
That really makes you feel happy, I know.
Well, see, here you go, you're widening the urban-rural divide. Love.
No, I'm
no
not.
You are. You see, I'm talking to you about I don't give a hoot if I have to go in and pay $80 for a leg of lamb, because I don't mind. I don't mind paying the premium price.
Plant
I don't
based
mind. I don't know. I'm saying to you,
is.
I don't mind paying top dollar for the top product. I'm happy to do that because that still goes a long way.
It does.
Like I can still go into my supermarket in Auckland and I can buy a good leg of lamb for $30, and I can buy two $60 and have dinner party for 12, and all I do is I cook them slow roast for 7 hours. I hold the leg up and just let the meat drop off in front of the people. Watch, just give it a quick top and just down into, and then I just throw it. And isn't that the best $60 you could ever spend?
Yeah, exactly.
So I've got about another $20 before I start to get moaning at the price of lamb. David Giddings, thanks very much for joining us. Much appreciated.
Thank you.